Your workout today is another brick in the wall. We have four rounds for quality. It's a 500 meter row. In round one, we focus on the catch position. Round two, the finish position. Round three, the return sequence. And round four, the drive sequence. Then part B is four time, a 1,000 meter row. This is some workout. This is, I wrote this one, but I very deliberately stole it from one we did like maybe a year ago, actually. Like, it's quite a while ago, where we did something very similar. It was four or five rounds of 500 meters into 1,000 meters for time.
It's so much fun when you get to focus on one thing in a rower, isn't it? Like, I'm just going to nail that one thing. Rowing technique is way harder than we think.
Way harder. Because whenever this workout came up the last time, you had sent me a video of like Harvard Rowing Club or something like that. It was one of those schools. Stanford, it might have been. But then I went down a rabbit hole of that video person. What do you call people who record videos?
Videographer.
The videographer. Thank you. I was so close. That videographer had done like a number of big schools in America. And I went digging deep on they were trying to capture the culture of the rowing clubs there, but then also within that, you start seeing what the best of the best find important. And the coaches there were like former Olympians with medals, and then the athletes there, you're looking at them going, oh, you're future Olympians that will also win medals. And they're talking about the same stuff over and over and over again. And we get in here as CrossFitters, we're like, yeah, rowing, you just like row faster. And I was like, no. There is so much to this. Like, there's a whole world of rowing where people are dialing in on technique to the nth degree. So I was like, this is a really good day to go and practice this. I loved coaching this last time. Pity it won't be this time.
I do remember that. I remember you came away going, yeah, that was so sweet.
It was amazing. And so many people PB'd. Like, you still, the first part is for quality. And we're definitely focusing on that one little bit, that little brick, as much as possible. But you can't row 500 meters slowly either. It's still like you're working hard in position and also in the row.
And I always find when I do this, I love the individual sections. I'm like, right, catch position, get that right, and then get the finish right. Yeah. But then the catch position's coming in your head. You're like, you're checking on it.
Yeah.
But then you're in return sequence, then you're in drive sequence. And by the time you get that, the four of them done, you're like, I'm missing one component of each of them.
Yeah.
All the time here. And then it becomes a skill you're focused on rather than just the suffering of how tired you are.
And then this weird thing happens where then we ask you to go find a higher level of intensity. Like, you literally drive harder and you move yourself probably a little bit faster. But that intensity is then coupled with the intensity of your brain is already trying to do these little individual sections as well as possible. So intensity just goes absolutely through the roof. Because we know, like, if you hold the bottom of an air squat, it's kind of hard. And then we can dial it up to 100 degrees. And then we add weight to the bar and it's way harder. And the same thing happens on the rower. It's such a, I think it makes a rowing session way more exciting and engaging. But the benefit from this going forward, like, I remember we went on a little rowing thing last year because we had it in one of the game days, and just everyone got so much better at it.
Yeah, and it's a real satisfying thing looking at the rower going, yeah, I know what I'm doing on this. I know how to crush it. And then among all that skill, what you're ignoring is the fact you're just getting really fit in the process.
Yeah, it almost happens by accident, yeah.
Yeah, you get really fit and really powerful. So I think coming in, doubling down on all the technique work, and then trying to your best to apply that to your 1K while holding your intensity high, I think you're going to get everything you can from the session then.